The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about something that we shouldn't be doing, certainly not in the summer, but we are probably doing, some of us, this summer because the weather's so miserable and it is lighting the fire, the open fire at home. A new report by the ESRI has found that burning coal, peat and wood at home in an open fire is associated with poorer mental health, and it begs the question whether we should all be giving them up entirely. Noel Cunningham is with me. Noel, of course, is an ambassador for the Harvey's Point Hotel in Donegal. Noel, it's always good to talk to you. Would you or could you give up the open fire, Noel?
Kieran, do you know what? I'm probably going to age myself completely by saying that it would be a tragedy. And the extraordinary thing is, you know, I read so much nonsense in the papers and I hear so many comment on nonsense. The reality is, in our hotel, for example, in Harvey's Point, this is the honest truth. A large percentage of people down the years came back and they said that what drew them back were our open fires. And, you know, it's just that whole romantic, it's almost religious, it's community. If I have visitors from abroad, I want to drive from my home down along the coast here on towards Slieveleague to see the cottages, with smell the turf burning. It's just part of our being. And honest God, I think the saddest day was when our government decreed that we could no longer burn turf. Coal I can understand, and I am absolutely a conservationist and somebody who cares for our climate and our environment and all of that. But honestly, the open fire, the warmth, the, you know, and in the census in 22, would you believe it, that 67 or 68,000 homes still said that they relied on the turf fire for heating their home.
Wow. So, I mean, you're not then you don't feel there's any kind of halt to your gallop in that sense when you read these warnings by the ESRI, and not just them, I think the EPA as well previously and other groups have come out and said, listen, this stuff is bad for you. Don't be doing it.
Well, you know what? My father died a very happy man, as did my mother. They enjoyed the beauty, the comfort, the warmth, the romance of the open fire for decades on end. It did not in any way damage their health mentally or physically. I would even suggest that on a winter's night to come into my home and to light some of the turf that are still in the barn since my late mother and father died.
Now we seem to have lost Noel there. Tara Shine is with us as well, the CEO of Change by Degree. Tara, what damage is burning these solid fuels doing in open fires?
Look, it isn't good for us. I grew up with open fires too. I get the allure, but it's really bad for our health. In Ireland, 10 times more people die from air pollution every year prematurely than do so from road accidents. So it's a fairly big problem. It affects our lungs, so a very major cause of premature death from respiratory disease. And now this new research out today from the ESRI, which is fairly shocking, which is showing that it's also a contributor to anxiety and depression. So we put these particulates up into the atmosphere from burning solid fuels like coal, coal sticks even, and turf. And yeah, it has an impact on our health. There's no denying it. We didn't know that, of course, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. So yeah, we were in blissful ignorance, but we no longer are now. And also we have alternatives. You know, back in the day, and still in many parts of the developing world, people have no alternatives than cooking, for example, in open fires. But we have alternatives. So we have choices. But yeah, there's still a high proportion of houses, particularly older houses and houses in rural Ireland, that are heated by solid fuels. And so we are going to have to support those homes to be heated in other ways so that people's health is protected. We wouldn't stand for that if it was road deaths. We just wouldn't stand for it.
No, there's an emotional attachment though as well, beyond kind of the need to heat some of the older homes, isn't there? You know, there's plenty of people, I'm sure, listening to this, and they live in a perfectly energy efficient home, but they still like to light the fire.
Oh yeah, and I mean, exactly. We it's a comfort, but most of us now have fires in our homes as a luxury additional source of heat. Not as our basic source of heat. Not everybody, I'm saying some. Even in London, people have open fires, not for warming their home essentially, but as an aesthetic, but it's still contributing to air pollution, and that air pollution is contributing to poor health. So yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love a fire too. Even stoves, you know, a lot of us have installed perhaps stoves which are much more efficient and yeah. Again, burn just wood, so not coal, which is better again. But they still, when I was researching my book, I found this shocking fact out, which is that a wood burning stove releases more particulate matter per hour than 18 diesel cars. So, I mean, they just have an impact on the quality of the air. And I, you know, just one thing there, Kieran, I think you don't really notice it now in the summer so much, but think of a really cold, clear winter night if you live in any small town in Ireland. Mm. So I live in Kinsale, and on a cold, clear winter night, as I walk through the town, I can smell the open fires. And if I can smell it, that means that there's particulate matter in the air and I'm breathing it into my lungs.
Which is an awful way to think about it, because most of us love that smell. Again, it's kind of a nostalgic thing. And, you know, the smoky coal in particular. Listen, and I'm not going to make an argument in favour of smoky coal, but, you know, it's those smells, I think, that people are attracted to. For what it's worth, we don't have a fire at all in our house. We have an electric fire that I think gives out heat, but we've never even turned on the heating element of it.
And do you miss it? Are you
no,
all right?
Listen, do you know what, Tara? My wife might have been more inclined to argue in favour of a fire. You know, it was maybe a bigger thing for her to go, listen, let's not do it. And I could count on one hand the amount of times she has suggested since we moved into that house a couple of years ago that she'd want to light a fire in it. And it's zero. You know, it's never. You just get over it. You don't miss it at all, but at the same time, when I'm in someone else's house, you walk into a nice cozy pub and there's a fire lighting. Like I'm not going to lie, it's a lovely feeling. With Noel, which is kind of the point, I guess you were making. It's that feeling you get from the open fire that you're not willing to give up, is it?
Look, the way I look at it is, as your contributor says so clearly, I would not be supporting anything that would be extremely sort of detrimental to one's health. The way I look at it is, a fire now is very much, you know, an accessory, shall we say. It's no longer used for cooking purposes. It's very much a little sort of fire, the glow of the embers in the corner on a winter's night, and that whole notion that it draws people together around that fire, that flame, to chat and to sort of chew the cud about the day they've had and get them away from bloody laptops and the TV. I'm just being a little bit over-romantic, I realise that. But I grew up with the open fires. And now my father, as I walk round the high roads and the low roads here up in beautiful Donegal, he would be astonished if I pointed out the houses that are being built as we speak and not a chimney on them. He would
Are the ones that are... We don't have a chimney, but I know people who don't have a fire in the house, but they still have a fake chimney because they like the look of the chimney. Whatever about the feel of the fire? They have a nostalgic attachment to a chimney on a roof as well, it seems.
Well, I am not, thank God, that old yet that I want a chimney that has no purpose whatsoever except cosmetic. Look, I really, honestly think that coal and such sort of heavy duty sort of fuel should be banned, absolutely. But the humble turf, there's still a wee place for it in the corner of my cottage here in Donegal. And that comforting smell of turf fires burning as I drive along of a winter's evening, there's something very reassuring and very homely about it. But I am absolutely willing to concede that there is evidence that suggests that it is detrimental, and I respect that 100%.
Tara, you know, I just want to go back to Tara, because you know the concept, Tara, that every, you know, political party or every group of people or every movement has a certain amount of capital, and after a certain time you can kind of implement no more change because people become resistant to it, even if it's the right change, as it were, in the broader sense. I mean, you know, there'll be people listening to this and they'll think of the proliferation of data centers and the amount of fossil fuels we still burn to kind of keep the lights on in our houses and everything else that's happening in this country. And they say, God, are a few fires really the making and breaking of avoiding catastrophic climate change? Would you not just be better off let people at it?
So this isn't a conversation about climate change. This is a conversation about your health. So it's a health question. It's secondary. Yeah, it has environmental issues, but this is really a health question. Mm. You know, like, and we have to start looking at many of these issues, not as, because when you say, talk about them just in terms of climate change, people largely don't care. So we have to look at it. Well, what does it mean for you? What does it mean for me? And here are some of the most immediate impacts are that in Ireland, 1,400 people die prematurely every year from air pollution. We know what causes the air pollution. It isn't just the solid fuels in our homes. It's also things like traffic. But that's what causes it. Yeah. And, you know, we can think that something like turf is so natural, but it is still releasing particulate matter, which is bad for our health.
Do you think we'll look back?
It's just the most bonkers thing to burn. Like, we will look back. You asked that question.
Yeah, do you think we'll look back and look at open fires the way we now look at people kind of smoking cigarettes in the 50s or 60s?
Yes, I already look at us burning turf in that way, because that turf is more efficient at holding carbon than a tropical rainforest. And it holds more biodiversity. It protects us from flooding. Bogs are our superpower in Ireland. They are the most amazing ecosystem. And we will look back and our kids will be ashamed of us for draining peat bogs and cutting them up and burning them. Mm. They're going to think we were absolutely nuts. On that one, I am certain that they will think we were nuts.
Yeah, well, listen, I, like Noel, I absolutely love that smell of burning turf, but I was had cause recently to be kind of around Lully Moor on the edge of the Bog of Allen, and on one side of the road, they had the old turf bog still kind of freshly cut, as it were, nothing had happened to it. And the other side, they had re-wetted it. And it is just a world of different, incredible biodiversity on one side of the road and just wasteland on the other. So I think maybe kind of the world is moving in one direction, and those turf fires may become a thing of the past before long. Certainly if the ESRI had their way in terms of policy, they would be, because the reason we're talking about it is a new report today published that finds burning peat and coal and wood at home associated with much poorer mental health. It comes on top of other evidence that shows, as Tara talked about as well in great detail, that it is detrimental not just to your mental health, but to your physical health as well. 087 1400 106 is the number if you want to get in touch. Tara Shine is the CEO of Change by Degree, and Noel Cunningham, ambassador for Harvey's Point Hotel in Donegal. Thank you both for joining me. How can you call it a home without a fire under somebody else? How could they ban open fires and not ban smoking cigarettes? Says another listener. My husband made us get rid of the chimney and get a heat pump. I thought that the house would not be cozy without the fire, but I sure don't miss cleaning out the ashes. We would never go back to a fire, says somebody. The only fuel more polluting than turf is slack. It is the most vile, poisonous smoke around now, and it's your neighbours that suffer. I'm poisoned every winter by people burning it. And Frank from Ballylinan says, what will you do when the electricity is gone and the gas prices are too expensive? At least a person can heat themselves and cook. These new houses being built have no fireplaces. What the hell will they do in a crisis situation in the bowels of winter? Wonders Frank. Frank, I'm going to call around to your house, if that's all right.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.